Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I am the truth redistributionist. I'm going to give you your fair share of the truth today because you are entitled to it. So from the Telegraph, here is the headline. Republicans are cast into turmoil as Donald Trump rides the populist surge. Donald Trump, the maverick billionaire businessman, has seen his following soar despite calling Mexicans rapists. The media is freaking out. Freaking out. Because, you know, they had already picked the nominees for us. They had already picked Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Those were going to be the nominees. Don't you know? And so Donald Trump has thrown a monkey wrench into this. My God. So this article goes on to say, for Donald Trump, the inveterate showman and Republican challenger for president, the week has been a triumph as he climbed in the opinion polls and dominated media coverage despite the backlash against his decision to condemn Mexican immigrants as rapists and drug traffickers. Wow, Huffington Post just stated that I am number one in the polls of Republican candidates, the brash billionaire bragged as the week closed, citing the liberal media outlet that had been a platform for many of the strongest attacks on him. Thank you, but the work has just begun. Mr. Trump has touted his first place in an average of 105 polls of the 14 candidates who have declared. Trump topped the field with 13.6% support to 13.3% for Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor and son and brother of two past presidents. Donald Trump is like watching a roadside accident, said Ari Fleischer, a former spokesman for George W. Bush. That's what he told Politico. Everybody pulls over to see the mess. And Trump thinks that's entertainment. But running for president is serious. And the risk for the party is that he tarnishes everybody. Uh-huh. They are freaking out. Jeb Bush is the latest. Says that he's offended. He's absolutely offended by Trump's comments. Here's what Jeb had to say over the weekend.
I don't assume he thinks that every Mexican crossing the border is a rapist. I mean, so he's doing this to inflame and to incite and to get to draw attention, which is seems to be his organizing principle of his campaign. And he doesn't represent the Republican Party or its values.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. So you know what I think? I think that the Beltway, the inside the Beltway Republicans, and of course those on the left, are going to hand Donald Trump the nomination. The more they attack Trump, the more the rest of America loves him. Think about it for a minute. Again, they told us who the nominee was going to be. It was going to be Jeb, for God's sakes. Here's what George Will had to say about the Donald over the weekend.
If Donald Trump were a Democratic mole placed in the Republican Party to disrupt things, how would his behavior be different? I don't think it would be. There's all this loose talk, but it's something to it about the Republican brand, picture him on stage in Cleveland. He says something hideously inflammatory, which is all he knows how to say. And then what do the other nine people on stage do? Do they either become complicit in what he said by their silence, or do they all seriatim have to attack him? The debate gets hijacked. The process gets hijacked. And at the end of the day, he is a one-man Todd Aitken. I mean, he's Todd Aitken with 10 different facets.
Here's some of the headlines. Bush absolutely offended by Trump's comments. Latino leaders want GOP field to condemn Trump's idiocy. Eugene Robinson for the Washington Post. A farce, Donald Trump, a farce to be reckoned with. Andreas Oppenheimer for op-ed piece for the Miami Herald. Where's the GOP outrage over Trump's diatribe? Where's the outrage? So, the Donald gave an interview with Howie Kurtz on Fox News Media Buzz, his show. Listen to what the Donald had to say, actually.
Some journalists who write about you and talk about you, let me run through it. ABC's Martha Raddatz, unprofessional and biased, you say. NBC's Chuck Todd, a real loser. National Review's Jonah Goldberg, dumb as a rock. Columnist George Will, a total dope. Fox's Charles Krauthammer, a totally overrated clown. I don't think you really believe that. I think that they criticize you and your instinct, you're like a boxer, is to punch back.
Well, I do punch back. I believe in punching back. But, you know, those are people that I didn't think have treated me fairly. A while ago, they said, he's never going to run. Then I ran. Then he said, oh, he'll never file his papers. And I filed my papers. Now they don't know what to say. And then all of a sudden, I get these really big poll numbers, and they're really good. Although I think they're going to go higher, because I really think people agree with what I'm saying at the border and just agree with me, period. So
is there a payoff for you in picking fights with the not-so-popular media?
No, it's not a payoff. Look, I like people that treat me well. I don't have to be treated perfectly, and I just want to be treated fairly. They were unfair. They don't call me. They don't mention anything. Martha Raddatz was acting like, oh, this must be a mistake. It must be a mistake. You know, I built a massive company. I've had number one bestsellers. I've had The Art of the Deal, which is just about the biggest business book of all time. I had tremendous success on television with The Apprentice. I went to the Wharton School of Finance, and I was a really good student, and it's one of the hardest schools in the world to get into. And then they treat it like, you know, like, why is he here?
Speaking of The Apprentice.
You got to love it. I mean, you got to love the Donald. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said this, I said this before when he first announced, and I'll say it again. He is resonating with flyover country. And the inside the beltway media elite, the inside the beltway politicians, the beltway boys, they cannot believe that this is resonating. They can't believe it. And this reinforces what they think about everybody else, that they're a bunch of dopes, dolts.
Rubes.
Rubes. That's right, Steve. That's right. That's what they think. That's exactly what they think. And they just cannot believe it. Why is anybody listening to this guy? He's got a comb over, for God's sakes. But he is resonating with people. And so I think he's going to go far. I'm going to tell you right now. And the more they attack him, the more they attack him, the more he rides this populist surge. So I think that this is backfiring. And I think that what's happened now, this highlights exactly what's wrong with Washington. He has pinpointed the problem with Washington. Because, and I have said this for a long time, you see, there's no difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party in Washington. We are dominated by a one-party system of inside-the-beltway political elites that care nothing about anyone else but themselves, enriching themselves. And after they serve in Congress or the Senate, they move on to K Street. So in addition to Jeb Bush, you've got Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney. And Marco Rubio. Okay? Mitt Romney told a CNN reporter that he thinks that Trump's remarks were a severe error. The reporter asked, "Do you think Donald Trump's comments on Mexicans have hurt the Republican Party?" Trump, "Yes, I think he made a severe error in saying what he did about Mexican Americans, and it's unfortunate." "Do you think the candidate should speak up about that?" The reporter followed up. "I think a number of them have." Rubio also slammed Trump. "Trump's comments are not just offensive and inaccurate, but also divisive. Our next president needs to be someone who brings Americans together, not someone who continues to divide. Our broken immigration system is something that needs to be solved, and comments like this move us further from, not closer to, a solution. We need a leader who offers serious solutions to secure our border and fix our broken immigration system." Blah, 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 blah. Wah, 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 wah. Really, Marco Rubio? Okay. We've got Justin Duckman from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Justin, Donald Trump is leading now in the combined, all the combined polls, 105 different polls. He now leads the Republican field. The more he's attacked, the more his popularity surges. Over the weekend, the pundits are literally freaking out about this development. They can't believe it because, you know, they have already picked the candidates for us and we should just go along.
Yeah, I think this really speaks highly of the weakness of the GOP field at this point. Jeb Bush is somebody who not many people are enthusiastic about, to say the least. There is a huge enthusiasm sort of gap that's taking place over there. And sort of like we saw last time around, where everybody got to sort of beat the Romney alternatives for a little bit before moving on to the next one and ultimately choosing him, we're sort of seeing that taking place with Donald Trump. The difference, however, is Donald Trump is coming there as an alternative to the mainstream candidate with huge name recognition, a lot of money, and is probably not going to go away nearly as easily as the alternative candidates last time around.
So listen to what Ann Coulter said. I'm sure you probably saw this. She said, if Rubio does somehow get the GOP nomination, Ann Coulter says he stands no chance whatsoever in a general election. And Coulter says the same thing about Jeb. She says, if Rubio or Jeb gets the nomination, it's going to be President Hillary. Expect a full Supreme Court of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's. I don't think either will get the nomination, but I am sure neither of them will become president. I think she's absolutely right.
I think Marco Rubio probably stands a better chance against Hillary Clinton than Jeb Bush, just because, you know, Marco Rubio is somebody who's relied on sort of mythology his entire political career, his, you know, personal charisma to sort of move forward, which is something that Hillary Clinton grossly lacks. But I think it's going to be a hard battle for either one of them to win, considering how much, kind of support that's been, levied blindly for Hillary Clinton from the base of the Democratic Party at this point.
And, I don't think Hillary's a shoo-in at all. I don't think she's a shoo-in at all. In fact, I don't think she's going to get the nomination.
You don't think so? You think it's going to be Bernie Sanders?
I think it could quite possibly be Bernie Sanders. Here's the deal, dude. You got to get out of the Washington mindset, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is what happens, and every time I go to D.C., I realize this. Is everybody in Washington sits there and talks amongst themselves and tells them what they want to hear. It's a circle jerk, okay?
Yeah.
And so what happens is everybody in D.C. thinks that, like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Nobody likes her. Seriously, she's America's ex-wife. Nobody wants to have Hillary Clinton as the president, okay? Hate to break it to you. She is so unlikable. She's a horrible politician. She's a horrible candidate. She speaks very poorly. Have you not noticed that?
No, I mean, she is. I would say she is a terrible politician. She's sort of acknowledged that in the past. You know, if you look at her private writings and all that stuff, you know, she calls herself sort of a misanthrope. And it's kind of like Nixon. You know, Nixon really didn't like people. He was a pretty terrible politician behind the scenes, but somehow he still managed to make it to the presidency.
Yeah, but times are different now, and I think people have kind of wised up. It's not going to be Hillary or Jeb. Hate to break it to you. You're going to have to look outside of the bubble. Look outside the beltway, buddy. All right, I love you.
Hey, have a good one.
We'll be back.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say it's hard. It is hard. Will it hard?
Welcome back to the show. All right, we've got a caller from Phoenix, Mr. Black X. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. When I'm hanging in there, how's the redistributing going?
I am redistributing the truth as we speak, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. Nothing like the truth, because the truth has no lies, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is speaking for me. Over the last seven years under this administration, the mainstream media hasn't spoken anything about the Obama lies, all the scandals, all the lies, all the, you know, the list goes on for the last 7.5 years. And Donald Trump, he just might be, I don't know how, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. There's no other way to say it. Donald Trump just may be America's new Abraham Lincoln to keep us all from going into slavery, because that's all the GOP is. That's all that we have in Washington, is we have two parties. We have one party that is determined on enslaving the American people. And Donald Trump is saying what needs to be said. He is saying the truth, just like you. What do you think about that one, sir?
Amen. Amen. I think you're absolutely right. I think the more he is attacked, the more popular he gets. I think the media is doing him a favor, and I think that the GOP establishment is doing him a favor, because I think people are sick and tired of Washington. People hate Washington. They hate politicians, and he speaks the truth. And you know what? He speaks in words that we can all understand, because you know what happens in D.C.? Everybody talks gobbledygook, you know? They talk in
these
coded words of, like, you know, verticals, let me circle back to you, you know, all this this crap that this corporate speak, you know. And Donald Trump speaks plainly to you. You can understand it. And I think he has resonated with people. And I think the more and more he is attacked, the more people are going to like him. And I can't help but think that. I think they are going to hand him the nomination, and people are, I'm telling you, it's amazing over the weekend what I saw, how they are just freaking out about Donald Trump.
Wholeheartedly. He is, he's the surprise appearance guest on the television show that no one expected to see. And he is, the last election of 2014 showed Washington how America feels. We are tired of this. We are tired of the enslavement mentality. We are tired of the continued lies. We are tired of seeing politicians go to Washington and coming back millionaires. Meanwhile, your average American like you, like me, like mostly all of your listeners, including young Stevie there, we're getting poorer. And it's not fair to us.
But yet,
they're importing all these people from other countries. And you know what offends me? Washington offends me. I find Washington offensive. I find Jeb Bush offensive. I find Hillary Clinton offensive. I find them all offensive, because what they've done to us is lie to us. And they're trying to skip us down the road again with another Bush. And I'm tired of beating around the bush. I'm tired of it. I don't want another Bush. I don't want another Clinton. Washington needs an enema, and it needs an enema fast. And I think that Donald Trump is there to give Washington the enema that it deserves. The man has money. He doesn't need the job. He loves America. He speaks it. You can hear it in his voice. He loves America. He's not a plant from the New World Order, and I'm pretty sure he's the very guy. The very guy that will go to the same meeting that Barack Hussein Obama went to, and they said, well, Obama, all you have to do is fornicate America really good, and we'll give you the Nobel Peace Prize for what you're going to do to America when you give them this hope and change. I think you'll probably tell them to go to freaking hell. I'm excited about it. I like this man a lot. He's speaking for me. He's saying everything that I want to hear, because he's not a politician. I'd like to see him and Carly Fiorina go at it. I mean, not go at it, but run together. You talk about the war on women, bring in Carly Fiorina, Donald Trump, and we can pull this nation together. We can rise from the grave. Go ahead, Edward. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it, brother.
My man, keep redistributing the truth.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Listen, I think that the caller echoes the sentiments of a lot of people in this country. I'm going to tell you, I don't know anybody that doesn't like Donald Trump. Really?
Well, I think the voters expressed their sentiments in the last election, but the politicians didn't want any of it.
Well, they keep telling us that. You see, they keep telling us that, but it's like the people are not paying any attention to the mainstream media. You know, and I think that people can see beyond what's going on. I got to tell you, man, I've talked to a lot of people recently. I was at a barbecue over the weekend, 4th of July. And somebody asked me, hey, like, who do you think is the guy? And this was even before the Sunday shows, you know, and I said, I like what Donald Trump is saying. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, love Donald Trump, because he speaks the truth. He is speaking the truth to people. We've got another caller from Miami, Dave. Dave, thanks for listening, and thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What do you got to say?
Oh, all this talk about the nominees, Jeb Bush, Clinton, or whoever. You know what? I don't think it's really going to matter, because quite frankly, I think Obama's going to have us in World War III, then declare a state of emergency, and use an executive order, and remain as president for 2017 and beyond. Kind of crazy, but that's what I've been thinking.
Well, we wouldn't be the first to say that. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, have a great day.
All right. So I want to go back to Mitt Romney. And by the way, Mitt Romney, you see, Mitt Romney, the Karl Roves, the establishment Republicans, they keep quoting all these people that are losers. I mean, literally, they lost elections. Of course, Mitt Romney was the latest to pile on, right on cue. Here's what Trump said. He said, I was right in 2012. I said we don't have a strong candidate, but we had Mitt Romney. We went with Mitt Romney and he failed. He let us down. To be honest with you, for him to be running again is outrageous. This was back when Mitt Romney was kind of flirting with running. He failed, Trump repeated. He should have won. The Obama administration is a failed presidency. Obama is a failed president. And Romney should have won, but he lost. So you've got this comment that he made, and this is what the media is fixated on, about how he talked about, Mexicans coming into the country. First of all, what he talked about, what he said, and of course it was very brash, but what he talked about, and I said this last week, he talked about people coming here illegally, whose first act is to break the law, number one. He wasn't talking about legal immigration from Mexico. Everybody needs to be politically correct. And what's odd about this situation is that if you look at the objective evidence, Trump is actually correct. Okay? And there seems to be a politically correct machine pushing all these politicians to attack the truth, because Donald Trump speaks the truth. For instance, in May, 27-year-old Romelio Ajalip, an illegal alien, was charged with first-degree rape and first-degree sodomy, which are both Class A felonies in Alabama. This is according to the Daily Caller. Just a month ago, according to the Dallas Morning News, El Salvador illegal immigrant Mauricio Hernandez was sentenced to 50 years in prison after raping a 13-year-old. Defense attorney Andy Beach tried to portray Hernandez, who has no criminal history, as a hard worker who made dumb decisions because he didn't know any better. Hernandez grew up in El Salvador and had a sixth-grade education. Then there's Bernabe Flores, an illegal alien from Mexico, who admitted earlier this year in a New York court that he raped a 12-year-old girl.
Well, did you see on the same day that Bush made his comments about Trump, there was an illegal who shot and killed a young woman out in San Francisco?
Thank you, Steve, because I was just actually, you're always ahead of me, and I appreciate
Oops,
that.
Sorry.
No. I love you because you set it up perfectly for my next comment, which is exactly that. In San Francisco, a man was arrested in connection with a seemingly random killing of a woman who was out for a stroll with her father along the waterfront. He was an illegal alien that had been deported five times. But he made his way back in, and he killed somebody. That's what Donald Trump's talking about. We'll be right back.
I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. Republican candidates pick sides over where they stand with Donald Trump and his remark about illegal Mexicans coming into the country. Ted Cruz standing with Trump. Here's the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
At least one of Donald Trump's rivals for the GOP presidential nomination coming to his defense over comments Trump made about Mexican immigrants.
I salute Donald Trump for focusing on the need to address illegal immigration. The Washington cartel doesn't want to address that.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says it hurts the party when one Republican attacks another. He says Trump made some good points about the need for improved border security. Cruz making his comments on NBC's Meet the Press.
Leaders in Greece returning to the table to figure out how to deal with the debt crisis after citizens vote no to European bailout terms. But a key figure will not be part of the talks. Here's the Blaze Radio's Joe Gomez.
One person who won't be part of those negotiations is Greece's finance minister. He submitted his resignation after the vote. Meanwhile, the leaders of Germany and France have called for a European summit to try to figure out a course forward, which could include expelling Greece from the Eurozone.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been warning the U.S. not to do a deal with Iran, and now word from John Kerry, the talks, in his words, could go either way. The Blaze Radio's Dave Perkins now with the very latest.
If we don't have a deal, if there's absolute intransigence, if there's an unwillingness to move on the things that are important, President Obama has always said we'd be prepared to walk away.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna for the Iran nuclear talks, answering the question on every reporter's lips, is there a deal so bad America will walk away from it?
It's not what anybody wants. We want to get an agreement.
Both sides working on a new 48-hour extension of the deadline they have till Tuesday, Kerry saying the chances of getting a deal by then, 50-50.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. More unsettled weather across the state today. Overnight storm activity hitting in the deserts, which will finally begin to dry up a bit.
We're actually looking for a decrease in thunderstorm activity beginning today and continuing throughout the week.
Mark O'Malley with the National Weather Service in Phoenix says lower humidity will cool the nights down for the central deserts to the upper 70s. Bizarre rescue for firefighters in Phoenix over the weekend. A man locked out of a home by friends tries to get in by going down the chimney.
He went to the chimney to get into the house, which his friends locked him out of, and he thought he could get access through the chimney way, and it proved to be a bad decision, and he got stuck.
Captain Aaron Ernsberger says the man was house-sitting at the time. He's hospitalized for evaluation. Governor Doug Ducey seeking an investigation of a riot at a Kingman prison, touring the lockup yesterday. More than 96 officers from a special tactical support group were called to halt the disturbance during the 4th of July weekend. Geico weather, that storm activity continuing this morning. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of a foundation. For a better life, you're going to find some sewing. It's starting early. Eastbound I-10 around 59th Avenue into the tunnel. In Goodyear, we have a wreck. Westbound I-10 just west of Bullard. Two right lanes are closed in that area. Also look for a collision northbound 101 at Indian School. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning, got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies and a low near 81. As we head into the day, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 103. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 83. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 105. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, a low near 81. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 85 degrees, little rain out there. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't bank on it is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Fight the power, baby. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power. So let's get to Hillary now. Okay. By the way, did you see this? This was the best. Over the weekend, so Hillary was in New Hampshire. Did you see this? And her team actually had cordoned off access to Hillary with ropes. They literally lassoed the media. And there's images of literally them roping off the media. And if they got too close, her staffers were pulling the ropes and lassoing the members of the media so that they wouldn't get near her. That image, I'm going to tell you right now, that image is going to be a powerful image. It reminded me of Michael Dukakis in The Tank. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Talk about out of place.
I'm telling you right now. And here's the thing about Hillary. And it's like you heard Justin Duckman from Talk Radio News out of Washington talking about Hillary. She's going to be the candidate. And he feigned surprise when I said that I didn't think she was going to be the nominee. He's like, what are you talking about? You see, again, the mainstream media, the inside the Beltway boys, have already picked the nominees for us so that we don't have to think. So Hillary has tried to create this presidential persona. And remember a couple weeks back, she relaunched her campaign. At the memorial to FDR. She went to Four Freedoms Park to summon the Roosevelt legacy. She also, in that speech, invoked her husband and Mr. Obama as if piggybacking on the two of them would define her. And look, perhaps it might work, but I think that she is more like LBJ, historically. LBJ, let's go back in time. LBJ looked like he was going to be reelected in 1968 until a Minnesota senator named Eugene McCarthy shocked the world by getting 42% in the New Hampshire primary against Johnson's 49%. Less than 3 weeks later, LBJ famously declared that I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president. There is today a McCarthy-like figure, and it is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is attracting huge crowds. He's raised $15 million. He's gone to like two or three fundraisers. Hillary's been going all over the place raising money, raising cash. I heard the latest is like she's got like $45 million. Now, Bernie Sanders is surging in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire. And this has got to be freaking out the Clinton camp because, again, you know, they thought it was a lock. Just like I'm sure Jeb thought it was a lock. So I think what's interesting here, what's interesting to me is the juxtaposition between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. It's almost like, you know, it's 1992 again. We should break out the MC Hammer. It's Hammer time! I just think that Bernie Sanders is Eugene McCarthy. And I think that, and you know, what's interesting is that here's a guy who is a self-described socialist. I mean, he's described himself as a socialist. And again, if you look at LBJ and his demise, you can see how quickly the bubble can burst. Because LBJ was, again, the presumptive favorite in 1968. But it didn't quite work out that way. Okay? And so I think that even though Hillary wants to paint herself as FDR, I think she's more LBJ than FDR. What do you think, Steve?
She's certainly not FDR.
I just, again, and you know what it is? You know what it is? It's that people, it's that Americans aren't buying it anymore like they used to. I think that this election is going to be unlike other elections. I think that, in fact, there's this a new poll out that says that 70% of Americans believe that the news media is intentionally biased. What a big surprise there, huh? Nearly three quarters of Americans believe the news media reports with an intentional bias, according to a new survey. The 2015 State of the First Amendment survey conducted by the First Amendment Center and USA Today was released Friday. It shows that only 24% of Americans agree with the statement that overall the news media tries to report the news without bias, while 70% disagree. See, that's the issue, is that people aren't buying it anymore. People aren't buying it anymore. But what's happened is you've got within the Beltway, again, see, and this is what happens every time I go to D.C., I see this. Every single time. And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, you guys got to get out of D.C., man. Because it's amazing. It is amazing how everyone in D.C. just sits around and talks amongst themselves and sits there and tells them how great they are. But they have no idea what the rest of the country feels, what the rest of the country thinks. And so I think that both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump echo what people are feeling. Bernie Sanders on the left, okay, and Donald Trump on the other side. It's fascinating. It really is. I mean, I know we have a lot of time before the election, but don't think it's a done deal between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's a done deal. All right, so Greece. Greece over the weekend, or no, yesterday, right? Greece voted to get out basically of the euro. I mean, basically what they voted on, they voted no on their referendum to basically pay back their loans.
No more austerity program is what they were voting for.
Right. They have no money. Here's the thing that's amazing about Greece. They have no money. And the euro, the central banks in Europe are willing to lend them more money as long as they agree to cut back some of their spending, maybe cut. Do you realize at 50 you can retire in Greece? 50, full retirement benefits. So they said no. And they're not going to pay back. They're going to default on their loan. Greece is going to default on their loan. The finance minister, have you seen this guy? He is so creepy looking. This guy.
Yeah, he won the vote and then he resigned last night.
Right, because nobody can stand the guy. His name is Varoufakis. Have you seen this guy? Have you seen him? He is the creepiest looking guy. He looks like Skeletor. He does. And apparently nobody could stand him in the talks. He compared to austerity measures proposed by the euro as terrorism. So, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to leave the eurozone, obviously. I just heard also that they're running out of they're out of $20 notes, or 20 euro notes. They're out of them. So you go to the ATM, you can't get them. People are starting to hoard basic supplies. It's probably not going to affect us directly. However, the question becomes, what's going to happen with Portugal now, or Italy, or Spain? If that starts happening, and you get some runs on the banks there, if people start going and wanting to get their money out, that's going to be a big problem for the United States. And let's not forget what's happening in China. Okay? China continues to, the markets continue to slide in China. And so we'll see. We'll see. All this quantitative easing isn't working. We'll be right back.
They're going after Hillary Clinton because they know she's exciting the public.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Michael Savage.
Here's the thing to remember. We don't have a political system that's functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hi, my name is Faith. I have been in pain for 7 years. It started with a work-related injury, and I ended up with a herniated disc and nerve damage. I have been in pain for 7 years and tried many drugs and treatments. I have been taking morphine, Percocet, hydrocodone, and seen chiropractors, physical therapists, and medical doctors. Some things helped me for a while, but nothing brought lasting relief. Finally, I was treated by the clinic, incredibly pain-free, in Scottsdale. And I am so pleased with the results. I'm now able to do the things I want to do without feeling drugged. My back feels so much better, and I'm so thankful for incredibly pain-free.
Incredibly pain-free. Your evaluation is free. Your consultation is free. And your first treatment is free. So to start your pain-free journey, call Incredibly Pain-Free at 480-535-8808. That's 480-535-8808. Start your pain-free journey, 535-8808.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band brought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Cause
Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Stevie, did you have any hot dogs over the weekend?
As a matter of fact, I did. Hamburgers, too.
Well,
Hey, before you get into what you're getting into, I just like to follow up on your last segment on Greece. Did you see where they're now stating also that the Greek banks are going to give a, quote, haircut, close
quote?
Oh,
yeah.
To the people that have money in the bank by taking 30%.
Well, they did that in Cyprus, and that's the thing that the media is not talking about either. A haircut, by the way. That means they're going to take your money if you have any money left in the bank. Anybody that's stupid enough to have money. And, you know, the people that have money in the bank are the ones that can ill afford to take the haircut, because anybody with any money, anybody with any wealth has already taken
left the building.
Money. They already left. So it's, the middle class and the lower middle class that are left holding the bag in Greece. I'm just curious to see what the markets are, where they're going to shrug it off or not. Because mostly last week, the market kind of just, you know, I mean, it went down, what? It went down like 350, but then it was up the next day.
Yep.
So I'm curious to see what the market's going to do. But no, I was going to tell you, this always freaks me out, is the hot dog eating contest. You see this?
Nathan's.
Yeah. This guy named Matt Stoney, he upset Joey Chestnut. Okay. Stoney, this guy Stoney, is 23 years old. He finished second last year. He downed 62 hot dogs and buns. 62 hot dogs. And just, it's disgusting. And the guy weighs 125 pounds. Where did he put these hot dogs? Just amazing. See, this is why people that view America look at it as a country that is obsessed with things like hot dog eating contests. In fact, Al Jazeera made a video mocking Americans as fat, cheese-eating, gun-toting, pill-popping, racist porn watchers. Here is the video. It's titled Americans Show Why USA is the number one country in the world. This is Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera, okay? Who, by the way? Who's Al Jazeera?
You probably know that the U.S. leads the world in the most Olympic medals won, the most number of Nobel laureates, and the most billionaires.
But we also lead the world in some other ways.
Not to brag, but we have the most incarcerated people in the world. God bless the prison industrial complex.
When it comes to obesity, we lead the global Mickey D's line. A third of us can't even see our own toes.
Leading nation in cheese production? America. Specifically, probably Wisconsin.
pew, pew. We've got 90 guns for 100 persons. Sorry, Yemen. We beat you in drones and guns.
We make 89% of the world's porn. That makes porn as American as church on Sunday.
Americans consume 80% of the world's painkillers. Makes sense, though, right? I mean, racism in this country is a big pain in the ass.
Other developed nations can't compete when we lead with the most number of teen pregnancies per capita. What?
Credit card debt? Grab your Visa, because we lead the world in that, too.
Just think of all the air miles.
So, if anyone ever tells you America's not that great, just say, God bless the country with the most deaths by lawnmower.
And there you have it. That's Al Jazeera, okay? Al Jazeera. Who watches Al Jazeera? Oh, that's right. They're based in Qatar. Mm-hmm. Al Jazeera.
That was the former Al Gore channel, wasn't it?
Yes. He sold it to Qatar. Al Gore, who, by the way, has made billions on fossil fuel. Literally became a multi-millionaire. Is he a billionaire?
Probably, but I don't know.
I don't know if he's gotten that far. However, it's amazing to me the hypocrisy of the left, and we always point this out, the hypocrisy. You know, here you have a guy like Al Gore, who has continued to mock those that question climate change. And yet he sold this network of his to Al Jazeera for tens of millions of dollars. No, I think it was like $500 million, something like that, $500 million, I think, some ridiculous figure. To Qatar, and now they're mocking the United States. Nice, Al Gore, nice. Did you see this too, Steve? A robot killed a man at a Volkswagen plant. Did you see this? A robot killed the contractor at one of Volkswagen production plants in Germany. The man died Monday at the plant. 22-year-old was part of a team that was setting up the stationary robot when it grabbed and crushed him against a metal plate. Nice. Nice. It's like a Terminator movie or something.
Yeah, it's ironic that Terminator Genesis opened up over the weekend.
Terminator Genesis. And it literally, it's happening in real time. Okay? I can't make this stuff up. I can't. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, @EdWoodsonShow. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. If you missed today's show, go to woodsonarchive.com. You can listen to the past shows. You can listen to our podcasts. And also send me your friend requests on Facebook. Good day, America. I'm out.
Climate change is not happening.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Anytime you have too much to drink, think twice before you take the wheel. Don't take a chance. Don't drive. Please find another way home. Remember, your life and the lives of others depend on it. A reminder, courtesy of the Sean Taft Insurance Agency, 5450 East High Street in Phoenix. Call 675-9215. 675-9215. That's 675-9215 for the Sean Taft Insurance Agency, a proud sponsor of Jefferies for Phoenix.
If you call yourself a conservative, why be here if you're not going to fight? And people say, well, people don't want people fighting. People want everyone to get along, Laura. They want bipartisan agreement, Laura. This is what they want, Laura. No, I think people don't really care about bipartisan agreement. We had a lot of bipartisan agreement in the past. Didn't work out for the people so well. What this election in November showed everybody is that the people are fed up.
Catch the Laura Ingraham Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space, the Pioneer Anomaly. A yet unknown force is altering the velocity of spacecraft as they travel around the solar system.